Proclamation number 4906 of 30th of May, 1950. Embodiment of immature beings in the end time. Hitler, Horsa. Let yourselves be instructed by me where you are beset by doubts or lack knowledge, for only I can inform you of the truth, which I will also do where the truth is desired. I will always clarify error, I will inform you where you are ignorant, I will give you light where it is still dark, for I myself as the eternal light want to chase away darkness, I want it to become light in you, that you lose all doubt and entrust yourselves to me with every question, which I will always answer. Comprehend that the world is full of immature spiritual beings which are admitted to embodiment because they themselves wanted it in order to find their conclusion on this earth, which therefore certainly possessed the degree of maturity which allows an embodiment as a human being on earth, but due to their instinctality are completely under the influence of bad forces which therefore can exert the influence on them because the spiritual beings in them have not yet given up their resistance against me, which therefore consciously turn downwards in completely free will. They could develop upwards in their earthly career, for their weak will is well taken into account and many means of grace are at their disposal which enable a path of ascent, yet they oppose me on you and therefore descend. They become devils, and the end time will reveal countless such devils. My adversary particularly takes advantage of this time by trying to cause spiritual delusion where the truth is to be represented, by inciting his followers to appear as representatives of the truth and thus initially lulling people into the belief that they will blindly believe what is presented to them. Thus people appear as angels of light in pious garments and yet they are devils in human form but unrecognized by their fellow human beings because they know how to disguise themselves very well and also find support through the forces of the underworld. Whatever people want to do on earth will not be prevented by me, and no being will be forced to be good if it wants to be evil, just as goodness can never be raped by evil forces either. But anyone who is subject to bad influence does not want it any other way himself. 31st of the 5th, 1950, and therefore has to be counted amongst those who openly resist me, for he recognizes the evil at the bottom of his soul. And because he recognizes it he often tries to disguise it, he hides behind a mask, he tries to blind his fellow human beings in the garment of light, always driven by the spiritual forces which still offer me the greatest resistance, which defy me and therefore fight everything that could lead to me. In the end time they fight with all means, and not least they make use of my words to seduce people. Anyone who is in bondage to these forces is already a devil on earth, even though he hides behind the cloak of piety. Everything that is applied on my part in order to redeem people, in order not to let them fall prey to judgment, will also be applied in an adversarial sense, i.e., every extraordinary event, every extraordinary activity on my part will find a parallel in a negative sense. And thus the beings of light which embody themselves on earth in the lost days will also have their partners who are inhabited by demons, yet they will always work in a similar way as happens on the part of the beings of light. And many people can be deceived by this, especially if they neglect to ask me for clarity and childlike humility and instead want to check by virtue of their intellect. Then great caution is called for the more it comes to an end the more confusion will take over. My adversary has a thousand traps into which he tries to lure the souls, and as soon as he has failed he always uses new means, and he wins over the weak believers and the spiritually arrogant who have left the path of humility and therefore often stumble even if they seek the path of ascent. Therefore you humans must be particularly careful in the end time where many dangers lie in wait for you, where devils incarnated as human beings want to give themselves the appearance of a God-seeker and beguile you. You will recognize them by their fruits, by their way of life, which is different from their speeches. My adversary has much power in the end, but he can never force you into his sphere as long as you strive towards me and my kingdom. Just protect yourselves from arrogance, remain deeply humble and don't exalt yourselves above your fellow human beings whom you should help. Then your thinking will also be right. Then the light of realization will shine brightly in you and let you recognize every error which the adversary would like to plant in you for his benefit. Anyone who his mind recognizes his intrigue, and anyone who does not recognize him has alienated himself from me through arrogance. For he can be recognized by anyone who is of good will and desires me as the eternal truth. Amen.